Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House Anessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer, and following the prayer, I would like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in fellowship, membership, and partnership. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Praise God, everybody. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. This evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a word from God. Amen. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
To our God.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Be to God. Every praise is to our God.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it, raise it. Devotion.
Fill me up, God.
It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Trust Me Enough. Amen. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke 10, 41 through 42. And it says, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Hebrews 1, 1 through 2, where it says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. Amen. Praise be to God. My third scripture reading is coming from Psalms 32 and 8 in the NASB Bible. And it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title, Trust Me Enough, Time with Me. Pushing back the demands of the day. Refuse to feel guilty about something that is pleasing to me. The King of the universe, because I am omnipotent, I am able to bend time and events in your favor. You will find that you can accomplish more in less time after you have given yourself to me in rich communion. Also, as you align yourself with my perspective, you can sort out what is important and what is not. Don't fall into the trap of being constantly on the go. Many, many things people do in my name have no value in my kingdom. To avoid doing meaningless works, stay in continual communication with me. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Let us pray. Jehovah Rapha, in your word you told the Israelites that if they worship you as their Lord and God, you would bless their bread and water and take sickness away from them. I lift your name in praise and admiration because you are the ultimate caregiver. With just one word, you can remove sickness, reverse disease, and bring healing in the cells of our bodies. You hold the ultimate power in your hands. We may look to physicians or to medicine to heal us, but you have the final say. I praise you for your power and for your willingness and ability to heal. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word. Amen. So right now, I am going to lift up a family that prays together, stays together. Amen. To God be the glory. I will focus on your love, your power, and your promises, and your Son. When I am weak, I will turn to you for strength. And when I'm worried, I will turn to you for comfort. When I am troubled, I will turn to you for patience and perspective. Help me guard my thoughts, Lord, so that I may honor you this day and forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
In your life when you don't know what to do, you seem like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through.
Let us spirit,
oh,
come in.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled, His Amazing Help. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 147, verses 8 through 17. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, amen, where it says, He covers the heavens with clouds, provide rain for the earth, and make the grass grow in mountain pastures. He gives food to the wild animals and feeds the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the strength of a horse or in human might. No, the Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates and blessed your children within your walls. He sends peace across your nation and satisfies your hunger with the finest wheat. He sends his orders to the world. How swiftly his word flies. He sends the snow like the white wool. He scatters frost upon the ground like ashes. He hurdles the hail like stones. Who can stand against his freezing cold? Then at his command, it all melts. He sends his winds and the ice thaws. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his decrees and regulations to Israel. He has done this for any other nation. They do not know his regulation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Psalms 147 and 16, where it says, God spreads the snow like wool. And again, the title, His Amazing Help. The writer says, the sheriff marveled at the prayers, estimating hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of prayers were lifted to God for help as the east troublesome fire raged through the mountains of Colorado in the fall of 2020. Living up to its name, the blaze consumed 1,000 acres in 12 hours, roaring through tiny, tender, dry forests, burning 300 homes to the ground and threatened entire towns in its path. Then came the godsend, as one meteorologist called it. No, not rain, a timely snowfall. It fell across the fire zone, arriving nearly for that time of year, dropping up to a foot or more of wet snow, slowing the fire, and in some places, stopping it. Such merciful help seemed too amazing to explain. Does God hear our prayers for snow and rain too? The Bible records his many answers, including after Elijah's hope for rain, 1 Kings 18:41-46. A servant of great faith, Elijah understood God's sovereignty, including over the weather. As Psalms 147 says of God, he supplies the earth with rain in verse 8. He spreads the snow like wool. Who can withstand his icy blast? Verses 16 through 17. Elijah could hear the sound of a heavy rain before clouds even formed. 1 Kings 18:41. Is our faith in his power that strong? God invites our trust, no matter his answer. We can look to him for his amazing help. Amen. To God be the glory. Question, what amazing help have you seen God bring in a dire situation? And how does his help encourage your faith? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Amazing God, we bow at your feet, humbled by your merciful help whenever it comes. Thank you for encouraging our faith with your sovereign power throughout the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God.
Changes things. Oh.
Amen. Praise God. Praise be to God. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise God, praise God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Amen. It's in your hands.
Amen. Let's get this. Okay. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. It is so good to be on the line. My goodness. I'm telling you. When you miss a day or two of church, you feel like you've been gone for years. Well,
amen.
Let me change that. Some people feel like they've been gone for years. Some people feel like they ain't been gone nowhere. They say, oh, no, it was just a day or two. Mm-mm. A day or two out of service? Oh, my goodness. You'd be surprised all that goes on with us. And this is how you'll know. If you miss a day or two of service, at the end of those 2 days, look how you're feeling. Look what's going through your mind, right? And then you'll see just how powerful it is to stay in the presence of God. Yeah, it's not until you remove yourself that you see all the damage that goes on a daily basis when God is not with you. Trust me. I know I've been there.
Amen.
Anyway, we're going to get into this word. I'm trying to tell you, because I don't know about anybody else, so when I'm gone a day or two or whatever, I'm like, oh, God, I ain't been to church in so long. What is going on? And you got to understand that, because now they're saying that if you're on Blog Talk, if you're on Zoom, if you're on Facebook, that's church. So now you got to consider, if I'm not on, I'm not at church. Exactly. You're not at church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All those days that you're missing. You're missing out on your fellowship, right? He says, don't forget to assemble yourselves, fellowship with one another. Why? Because you keep each other strong.
Yep.
Right? You got one person saying, oh, because you're fellowshipping, they go, no, it's not that I remember God is going to. And then somebody else will say something. And you go, no, God said. But when you don't have someone around you to do that, right? Come on now. It gets a little kind of weary out there. I thank God I had Sister Barbara called me on yesterday, and oh, my goodness. She just blessed my soul. That's all I can say. She blessed my soul. You want to hear the rest of it? Check in on Saturday when we have Talk in the Sanctuary. But for now, I got to move on. Anyway, precious and heavenly Father, thank you, oh God, for another Thursday, another day that you have given us to share your word, oh God, to encourage one another, to lift one another up, and to glorify you, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We ask this. I invite you in right now, oh God. Have your way on this line. Let your word be spoken, and it fall not on deaf ears. Have your way right now. Let it be spoken with love, clarity, and sincerity. I ask all of these blessings. Bless your people right now. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Got to remember to keep this mic right by my lips, because I ain't getting rid of this Bluetooth. Oh, no. I'm telling you, because it allows me to move around. I can't move around if I don't have a mic, because I got to keep going like this with the phone, and then the phone is acting up. Oh, no, that's too much. So I got one that's working, and I'm trying my best to do what's best to keep it working. Amen. Glory to God. We are going to be coming from, in the middle of your Bible. We're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 20 through 23, and then Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Ooh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, I get to run and I forget. You got to give honor where honor is due. That's the word of the Lord. So I thank God for the visionary of the line, Apostle Artie Wiggins. Thank God for his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. Thank God for our host, Evangelist Hilda, and all that she does to keep this program up and running. Awesome woman of God. We bless God for her willingness to let God use her. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the fivefold leaders. You got Sister Barbara, you got Apostle Mother Wiggins, you got Prophetess Washington, Apostle Jackson. Apostle Jackson, you know, we got so many fivefold leaders, but they're out in different parts of the vineyard now doing the work of the Lord. May not be on the line, but they're still part of the vineyard. And, of course, we want to give honor to my husband, Pastor Stephen DuBose, who is the senior pastor of Led by God Christian Ministry, and I am the co-pastor. We thank God for all of our listeners on the radio, the phone, Block Talk Radio, however you can hear us. We honor the fact that you take time out to hear what thus says the Lord through our lips. So God bless all of you. We are in for a treat tonight. We are truly in for a treat. And I tell you, every time God's word goes forth, you ought to be telling yourself, you're in for a treat. Because it's truly a treat.
Amen.
Right? It's always good.
Yes,
to me,
it
anyway.
Is. To the last drop.
You know, I don't know what y'all been eating.
Yeah.
But the food that I eat has been good. Here we go. Now we're going to come from Matthew chapter 7, verses 20 through 23, and then Matthew chapter 10, verses 10 through 33.
Amen.
See what happens when you've been gone for a while? You get back, you're out of sync. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Matthew chapter 7, verses 20 through 23 says, "So then, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of the Father, does the will of my Father in heaven." Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And verse 22 says, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons and perform miracles?'" He said, "Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" And I know in some translations it says, "you workers of iniquity."
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Trust me when I say, when I tell you, it's the same thing. Matthew 10:32 and 33 says, "Therefore," this is good stuff, "therefore everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess them before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven." Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message tonight is The Fruitful Tree. The fruitful tree. Amen?
Amen.
Here we go. You see in Matthew chapter 7, he says, by their fruit, you're going to recognize them. Okay? So if you're able to recognize them, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Here we go. If you're able to recognize them by their fruit, how much more can the Father recognize them? Come on now. Mm-hmm. Right? Because guess, oh, my goodness, glory to God, I got to jump and shout. Because guess what? Even before, ooh, this is good, good, good. Even before their tree produces the fruit, God already knows what kind of fruit's getting ready to come on that tree. My goodness. Ooh,
amen.
Lord, I love you. Mm-hmm. I truly love you. So guess what? All of us are producing fruit. So don't get it twisted in your mind. All of us are producing fruit. It's just that some of us are producing bitter fruit and some are producing sweet fruit. And however your fruit comes out, that's how the world can determine who your Father is.
All right.
Ooh, thank you, God. Yeah. Yeah. You ever seen people at work or just your neighbors or something, and they say, every time you see her, she's so sour. Ooh, she's just sour. I don't know. She needs to come and go with me to church. So they're implying that that person doesn't go to church, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Because you're too sour to be a Christian, right? Or you look at somebody and they follow somebody and go, oh, my gosh, she is so sweet. She's always got the sweetest spirit. I mean, I don't even know how she does it, be nice all the time like that. And then finally somebody goes to her and say, where do you go to church? So they're implying that because that person is kind and gentle in spirit, right, that they are a Christian. So when they see your goodness, they say that you're a Christian. When they see the opposite, they say, she needs to come and go with me to church, so they implying that you're not a Christian, right, based on what they see happening in your lifestyle. Yeah, they're judging you by your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Yeah, that's all they got to go by is the kind of person you are. And that is the fruit that you're bearing. So look at this. I have to jump down to Matthew's for a minute, 10:32, and come back up. It says, therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess them before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me, I will also deny them before my Father. You know what that means? If you walk in a oneness with me, this is what Christ is saying, Jesus is saying. If you walk in a oneness with me, then you are a part of me. And you are confessing me to be your Lord and Savior. But if you're not confessing me to be your Lord and Savior, you're not walking in a oneness with me. Right? If you're saying, yeah, I'm a Christian. But he's not saying those who confess to be a Christian. He said, those who confess me, right? That's what, you got to look at it for yourself. He said, anyone who confesses me before men. So how can I confess him before men and I go out with my girlfriends or somebody and I see somebody done dropped $10, but they keep on going and all of us see it and I run, I grab $10, put it in my pocket. And they say, you ain't going to give it to him? He don't even know he lost it. He ain't going to know till he get home. I'm keeping this pen. I just got blessed. Right? So I picked the $10 up and put it in my pocket. Right? Guess what the ones around me are thinking? They're thinking of me as a non-Christian. I thought she said she go to church. She don't go to church. God, I don't think God would let her do it. She acting like God. And we don't even go to church, right? Mm. Even though while they're standing there with you, they're going to go, girl, shoot, that's $10 more for us to eat on tonight when we get out of here. I know that's right. And they are acting like they're in agreement with you over what you're doing. But when you go home and they're talking amongst themselves, They're going, I thought she said she go to church. Girl, yeah. You know she don't go no church. She ain't no better than us. She just go as a ritual. Just on Sunday, oh, yeah, I'm in church. You know she ain't thinking about no God. So guess what? You just, oh, my goodness, glory to God. You just denied him in front of others. You didn't confess him in front of others because of your actions. You denied knowing him. Yeah, my goodness, glory to God. Because you're acting like you and him are not the same. If you and him are the same, you're going to walk in agreement. Your lifestyle is going to agree, align with his word. And we all know that him and the word are one.
That's
right?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So if you're not walking in alignment with his word, you're not walking with him. And if you're not walking with him, you're not able to confess him. Oh, my goodness. And this is good because what he's trying to do is educate us now. So when you get to those pearly gates and he look at you and he look at the father and the father say, in or out, up or down. And he look at you and he look back at the father and he go, I don't know her. Hold on. What do you mean you don't know me? What do you mean? You see me? I was prophesying in your name. I was casting out demons in your name. Come on, look at all this I was doing in your name. And he looks at you. And he goes, I never knew you. Depart from me. Why? See, you got to see what he's saying. On the one hand, he's saying, whoever confesses me, right, before men, I will confess them before my father. But if you deny me in front of men, so in other words, if you deny knowing me here in the world, don't think when you get before the pearly gates, things are going to change. I'm going to deny knowing you too.
Okay.
How can you not know me, but I know you? No, we don't know each other. You know what that means? We're not in a relationship. Yeah, I know you, but I also know you're not in a relationship with me. So in front of the father, I'm going to say, I don't know her. Wait a minute, you know me? No, I don't. I don't know you. And I know a lot of people are going, well, I thought Jeremiah 29:11 says, I knew you when you was in your mother's womb. He did. He knew that you weren't going to change your heart. You were never going to become a oneness. You were never going to come into a oneness with him. He knew you were not going to receive him. And when he says, I never knew you, it doesn't mean he didn't know your ways. He didn't know your thoughts. He didn't know your heart. He means that you and I were never in a relationship. You never received me. Yeah, I know you, but I know that you and I are not in a oneness. We don't align, okay? Your lifestyle says you don't know me. And if you don't know me, I don't know you. And that's why in Matthew 7, when he says, the hurt says, remember on the day when I say, Lord, Lord, I drove out demons in your name and I prophesied, I performed miracles? He says, I'm going to plainly tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Now listen to what he said. He says, depart from me, ye workers of lawlessness, or ye workers of iniquity. You know why? You never gave up sin. Did it mean that he wasn't going to use you to prophesy? Did it mean that he wasn't going to use you to cast out demons? Did it mean he wasn't going to use you to do good? No, it didn't mean that. What it meant was, he still knew that you were not in a relationship with him. Yeah, you was doing good things. And you said, well, didn't I cast this out in your name? Didn't I prophesy in your name? Yeah, because your name ain't had no power. You had to use his name. That's your name ain't got no power. The demon going to look at you and say, who, what'd you say? Paul, I know. Jesus, what you just say? Ah, I see. And they're going to let you have it because you're not using the right name. Not only that, the demons already know you're not walking in that name. What God is trying to tell us when he says the fruitful tree, you know what that means? The fruitful tree is going to be the tree you see walking straight on through in the pearly gates. The unfruitful tree, or the tree that's bearing bitter fruit, is the one that's getting stopped at the gate. So he can rewind their lifestyle and let them see, this is why I say I never knew you. Check, here's the thing. My mama used to look at us and back in the day, they don't do it anymore. I don't know why. They don't do it anymore, but back in the day, every parent on the block was your parent.
That's right.
So when your mother is not there, whatever parent is around, they become the parent of every child out there. And they
That's
can
right.
tell every parent out there what their kid was doing.
Oh,
so
yes.
When they go to my mother and they say, Pew, you know, cat, now, I'm not even knowing that they could see me way down the block. They was eyes flying within a 3-mile radius.
Oh, yes.
So you out there doing all kinds of stuff, and they ain't saying one word. Soon they see Pew. Pew. You know, I seen Kathy. My Kathy? Yeah. You talking about my daughter? Yeah. When you seen her now? What time was she down there? And then they telling the time and everything. Because they already know. They already know the information you're going to ask for.
Exactly.
So they got all the information for you. And then you go up there and you say, hey, mom. Yeah, hey. Bring my Pepsi in there. You go get the Pepsi and you think you're on good terms. Think your mother don't know what's going on. Then others say, she said, Captain, where was you at 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock? I probably was in here watching TV or something. What were you watching? What was you watching? What you going to do, looking at TV, guys, to see if it was on then? I said, I don't know. I might have been watching Little Rascals or Superman something. She said, 5 o'clock. You was in this house at 5 o'clock. And then it dawns on me. She knows. And I go, I might have been outside. You was outside down the street, over there, you know, on 120th Street. She really do know. Yeah. What was you doing? I was out there playing with my friends. You was playing with your friends. So why did Barbara come and tell me you was out there doing da 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 da? And I'm looking going, oh, my God. And I look at her. She said, you know what? Anybody would have told me my child would have been out there doing that, I would have never believed it. I just wouldn't believe it. And she looks back at me and she goes, you know what, Kathy? I don't even know who you are. I don't know you. You see what just happened? She said, I don't know you. I'm your daughter. Of course you know me. No, I don't know you. Because I don't recognize your ways. You are not acting like my child. And then I'm looking at her, and I'm all tears and everything and all the shame. And she goes, just get out of my sight. I don't even know who you are. Get out of my sight. Now, guess what? It hurts more for them to say that they don't belong to you. I don't know who you are. Get out of here. I don't even know who you are. It hurts more for them to do that than for them to give you that beating that's going to last 5 minutes and then you can go on your way.
Exactly.
I was crazy. I rather had a beating.
Oh, yes.
Because to hear her say that she doesn't know me, that hurts me more. Because you saying to yourself, well, what can I do to get her to know me? What can I do? I don't want her to be like this with me. Because she ain't saying nothing wrong to you. She's just not really in a relationship with you right now. because she said, you done made it plain and clear, you are not my daughter. Ma, okay, I don't know why I did what I, no, you're not my child. My child would have never went out there and done that. Now, if your earthly parent can look at you and tell you, I don't know you, they're saying that, not that I don't know you, not that you're not my child, but I don't know these ways that it's in your lifestyle. I don't know why you're doing this because you were not trained up in those ways. You understand what I'm saying? We were trained to respect our elders. We were trained not to talk back. We were trained to be mindful of other people. You see what I'm saying? So if we do the opposite, of course she's going to say she don't know us. Because we're not doing what she showed us to do. She brought us up to live right, to be respectable, to love one another, to be kind. And when she sees us doing the opposite, why would you take something that doesn't belong to you?
That's right.
I didn't teach you that. You understand what I'm saying? So if your natural mother or your natural father saying, go on in your room because I don't even know who you are, then imagine God. When you say, oh, I'm a Christian, I go to church, and da-da-da-da-da, and then you're not bearing any good fruit, right? You're lying. You're stealing. Come on now. This is how Jesus could tell the Father he doesn't know you, because you're a liar. You're a thief. You're an adulterer. Come on now. You're a murderer. You say, I never murdered nobody. You know, people you don't kill from the pulpit. People sitting down there just desperate for a good word, and you take a gun and shoot them in the head.
Ooh.
You say, I never took no gun. You know how many people I've seen from the pulpit kill people? Because what do? They kill them from the inside out. They kill your spirit.
Yes.
When they kill your spirit, they've killed you. Yeah. God didn't send us out there to make the pulpit a showcase. He sent us out there to teach them, to train them, to get them ready to do the work themselves.
Yes.
They can't get ready if you out there killing them. Ooh, God put it in my spirit that I'm a prophetess. Ooh, ooh, you ain't no prophetess. God ain't put that in your spirit. You just killed that person. Because that person was honestly believing there was a way for you to do that. You know what my pastor said when we went up to her and told her what we thought God called us to do? She said, that's what God told you? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She said, well, normally God doesn't go to the children before he tells the parents. In this church, I'm the parent. But because you said he's already told you, then before you came to me, he should have already told me too. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray about it and ask God to confirm what he's told you. Now, see what she did? She didn't say that you weren't called. She just said, I'm going to get God to confirm it. So you might have hurt feelings where she didn't kill you. She told you the truth, but she didn't kill you. Like somebody just looking at you going, you ain't no prophet. Get out of here with that. Who told you you was a prophet? Gail, I could have told you wasn't no prophetess. You see what I'm saying? But you killed that person. And guess what? Just because God hasn't shown you yet doesn't necessarily mean they're not a prophetess. Because guess what? There are some leaders out there that don't want to see your gifting. Right? And you say, what do you mean? They don't want to see that you're a prophetess. They don't want to see that you're a preacher. Why? Because they may not want to lose you. They may want to keep you in that little position they got you in to keep you at that church rather than really acknowledging the calling that's on your life, which would mean you've got to go into a different part of the vineyard, and they don't want to let you go. So they'll tell you you're not called to what you said God has shown you. That's why you got to make sure you've heard from God, because God will surely confirm it another way. Everybody is not with you. Just because they're over you doesn't mean they're with you, because he wouldn't have said, beware false prophets, beware false teachers. He wouldn't have told you that there's some false ones out there.
That's right.
Right? See, that's why you got to know God's word.
Amen.
And God's word is saying, everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because their tree was not bearing the right fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus says, I'm going to plainly tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. See, that's why you got to listen to the whole sentence. Don't take bits and pieces out of his word. You got to listen to the whole thing. Why? Because if you take bits and pieces, you're going to take it out of his content. You take it out of his content, you're going to miss the meaning. He's meaning to tell us the reason why I don't know you is because of the sin that continues to remain in your life. Why I don't know you. Right? I don't recognize those ways. Those are not my ways. You are not in a oneness with me. You are not lining up with my word. And if you're not lining up with my word, you are not lining up with me. And then he says, get away from me, for I know you're not workers of lawlessness or iniquity. You got to hear him. He's saying he doesn't know you because of the sin that you never let go of. He didn't lie in Jeremiah 11:29 when he said, I knew you in your mother's womb. He did know you. And he knew you weren't going to turn your life around and accept him as your Lord and Savior and live like a child of God. And that's why he put in his words, all are not going to come in. They are not going to receive me. Some are going to continue to live the way they want to live, and they're going to be happy doing it until the day they come before me, and I look at them and say, no, you not. Look at Revelations 2 and 4, where he says, yeah, I understand you've been doing this in my name, and you've been doing that, and you've been doing it, but nevertheless, you have turned away from your first love. Mm-hmm. That's what he said to the church of Smyrna. He says, yeah, you did this that was right, and you did that that was right, and you did this. But nevertheless, you have turned away from your first love.
Mm-hmm.
That means there are some things that you are doing that don't line up with my word. And I tell you, if they don't line up with his word, they don't line up with him. If they don't line up with him, you are not in a oneness. And that's why he says the fruitful tree. Why? Because the fruitful tree will be the one that gets into the kingdom of God. The one that bears sweet fruit, kindness, love, forgiveness, peace, joy, all of those things. The one that's not lying, the one that's not stealing it. But guess what? Somebody's looking at that going, how in the world are we going to get into the kingdom then? You know, at some point we're going to continue to do one of those commandments. We're going to break one or two or three or four. Well, that's why he came down to be the sacrificial lamb. So that when you do, you can say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me.
Amen.
Because guess what they did in the Old Testament? They kept having to kill
animals
every time they sinned to give an atonement for their sins. Well, now we don't have to do that because he became that sacrificial lamb. And we just got to use the name of Father, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Right? That's the only price that needed to be paid from here on.
Mm-hmm.
God is aware that as long as we in this flesh, we going to do things we ain't got no business doing. But he's also aware that he's given, my goodness, glory to God, he's given all of us ample time to get it right, to come clean, to confess our sins, ask for forgiveness. And guess what? I don't advise you to do this. But if the day that you're in the hospital and you're dying, you're getting ready to die, you look up and say, Father God, please forgive me of my sin. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to forgive you because you still got life in your body. It is only too late after you get taken out of your body. But as long as your spirit is still in your body, you can still say, Father, forgive me. I'm sorry I sinned. And he'll forgive you. You know how I know? Because look at the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross, he's like, wait a minute, hold on. I perceive you to be the man of God that you say you are. Hey, look here, Jesus, you say your name is Jesus? Jesus, don't forget me when you get to that kingdom, okay? Jesus said, I promise you, from this day you will be with me. Why? Because the man was still alive. And even though 2 seconds later he's going to be dead, he looked at Jesus. He said, wait a minute, I perceive you to be who you say you are. Look, take me with you. And you got a lot of people that are on their deathbed that are saying, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. And he is forgiving them. But like I said, I don't advise it, right? You got ample time to do it now. You know why I don't advise it? Because none of us know when we're going. You got a lot of people in the grave that thought they were going to be here tomorrow, thought they were going to be here today. He is the only one that knows when we're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
so
right.
So I say to you, when he knocks on your door and tells you to look for forgiveness, I suggest you open the door and let him in and say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Huh? I repent of my sin. I confess to you that I am a sinner. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. He's looking for you when he knocks on that door for you not to harden your heart. Why? Because tomorrow is not promised to anybody.
That's right.
Now, it doesn't matter if you're 12, if you're 20, if you're 50, if you're 90, it's not promised. Look at Betty White. And when I tell you she used to make me laugh, she would make me laugh. Betty White was planning her 100th birthday party. She was getting ready to celebrate. She was all happy. She was getting ready to have a big old party, have all the stars there just to celebrate her. And what happened? 2 weeks before the birthday, she got taken out of here.
That's right.
Stop making plans, right? The only thing you need to plan to do is to give your life to Christ and live, offer your life as a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
While you are yet alive, commit your ways unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Commit them unto the Lord. Even today, I was sitting there going, Lord, you know, I truly desire to do the right thing. I say it all the time. Because I truly desire, but I know that there are some days I fall short. So I keep reminding myself, I truly desire to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. Why? Because I want to be the one that when I get to the pearly gates, they're going to see, oh, they go to that fruitful tree. Open the gates. Open the gates. Nothing needs to be said. I walk on in, claim my mansion. I don't want to be the one at the gate where they say, let the Father know she coming.
Mm.
Jesus, here she come. I know. I see her. I knew she was coming before she got to the gate. Because, you know, angels are not God. They don't know everything. Jesus is God. He knows everything. He knows we getting ready to go before we even leave this earth. He knows we're on the way. But the angels got to see us at the gate and go, here she comes. He said, yeah, I know. I knew she was coming before she got to the gate. And then he said, get that video ready because you know she's going to deny she did any of those things. And then he's going to play it back for you. And you standing there going, I was praying and I was praying for people, and I went to visit the sick, and I went and took food to the hungry, and I I fell short. Because I started thinking my life was my own.
Oh, no.
And I started doing things the way I wanted to again. Mm. And what does the songwriter say? He said, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Yeah, because he realizes this is not my life. This is your life. And I've got to offer it up to you while I'm yet in this life.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till I get to the pearly gates and say, okay, I want to give my life to you now, Christ. It's too late. You can't make no difference up here. You were supposed to be the salt of the earth. They were supposed to see me and you down there. You was to confess me down there to men. So when you get here, I can confess you to the Father. And this is not a message that people want to jump, shout, go, yay, yippee. No, this is an educational message, the fruitful tree.
Mm-hmm.
You are the only one who can finish that sentence. Jesus says the fruitful tree. Your answer is going to be, it's not me, it is me. The fruitful tree is going to be me. Or the fruitful tree is not me. Why? Because he's looking at the fruit that I am producing. I took a test online today, and I'm getting ready to close. I took a test online today. The test says, I am a good person. I said, really? So it said, take this test if you think you're a good person. I said, okay. I took the test. Oh, my God. There was only 10 little questions, and 6 of them I failed. I said, what? How did, what the what? Look, you know, it ain't nobody but me and a computer, so how could the computer be lying? Because I had to put in, they said, what would you do in this? What would you do? Do you do this? Do you do that? And I'll answer, look, call myself being truthful at the end of that thing, and they said, oh. You're such a good person. And then it came up in red letters. Not. I said, oh, my God.
Whoa.
And even though it's online, and we know that they're using that to make fun of people who think they're good people, right? They're just mocking you because you think you're so good, but they're mocking you. But God has let it be there so you can look at it and go, well, look, how could they mock you? If you pass the test. So that test is there to get you to rethink and redo what you're doing so you can do better. So the next time you see that kind of test, you can pass, because if you fail that test, then you know your fruit is not the kind of fruit that's going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. Because guess what they said? He says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's all about whatever fruit you bear, whether or not you're going to get into the kingdom of heaven. Because the last line says, I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, of iniquity. Right? You remained in sin. He said, only the ones that do the will of the Father. When he says we're supposed to confess him to mankind, what he's saying is you've got to acknowledge me with your faithfulness. You've got to be a faithful servant. If you're confessing me with your mouth, they need to see a lifestyle that aligns with his word. And God is telling all of us today, you've got to get it right. Tomorrow isn't promised. Are you going to be that fruitful tree? Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start off with our caller, 623-271. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And God bless you. I'm well, and I haven't been able to listen to Pastor Kathy for a few weeks, so I'm grateful to be able to hear her message, and it was quite timely for me since it was based on bitter fruit, and I have found that over the few months I've been focusing on some bitterness, and sometimes you have to get out of those places and get back into being in alignment and in scripture and hearing positive messages about our Lord Jesus and how to follow his ways so that I can turn this fruit around and leave this bitter fruit behind. So it was a perfect message at a perfect time.
Amen. Praise God. And we like to thank our
Amen.
Other... Yes.
Evangelist Hilda, before you move on, I need to pray for that young lady. She is an ex-coworker of mine, and I know what she's dealing with. And I'm trying to tell you, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I saw this girl's faithfulness. I saw what she did. And she kept getting overlooked and overlooked. And the promotion, no, you're not getting it. No, this goes. They won't even tell you about the promotion. But here's the thing. God is sitting there, and Jesus is on the right hand looking at him going, just hold on, Father. She's going to show you who she is. And she comes in there every day. She's smiling. She don't get to go on vacation. She's doing everything they ask her to do. She's producing. She's staying late. She's getting all this done. And they still overlooking her. But guess what? I'm so glad she held on. Because now God is going to reward her for her faithfulness. He says, if you're faithful over a little, then I can trust you with much. And I'm going to give it to you. And this is her season. And even though I know every night this woman is in pain and she's crying and she's wondering if she did the right thing, trust me, God has said, oh, you don't need to cry now. Uh-uh. You ought to walk into your blessing because of your faithfulness. Father God, we lift up Leslie before you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You and only you know the fruit that she bears. You've been watching her. You've sought out her in everyday life. You let this come up against her. You let that come up against her. Not that you did it, but you allowed it to show them who she was, who she belonged to. And we thank you, Father God, that she did not grow weary. She kept loving. She kept being nice. She kept being faithful. And for that, we know that your word says you reward people of a little. You're going to give us much. And I know if I can see the fruit that she was bearing, you who know all things, oh God, see and you know her heart. Father God, we lift her up before you right now. And, oh, my goodness, even when she was going to step out and try to apply for a lesser job, oh, my goodness, we know that you're going to push the door open for an even greater position for her because she's ready. She's allowed you to equip her to do the work that you're going to send her to do. And, oh, my goodness, only thing she needs to know is God works all good for them that love him. Amen. According to his divine purpose and will for you. You have been seeking his word. You have been, oh, me, pick me, pick me. And with it looks like man was overlooking you. God said, I have picked you. Just hold on. Just hold on. And so right now we're declaring and decreeing the blessings of the Lord over her life, over her home. And you know what? It blesses me right now because I didn't even send out a blast to her. I didn't invite her tonight. I didn't. I sent out a blast to everybody. I didn't have her name up there, but God allowed her to get on anyway.
Amen.
You know, because everybody keeps telling me, oh, I wish you would have reminded me. I don't have a number. I wish you could. And I didn't remind her. She got on anyway. She got the number. Everybody has the number because I send the same blast out every week. But God has what he has for every one of us. And what God has for you in this season, eyes have not seen nor have ears heard what God is about to do for you, for your
faith. Amen.
You've been faithful. Don't let anyone tell you wasn't faithful. When I tell you she was faithful, I would get, you know how I know? I used to beat her up. I said, Leslie, stop talking. Leslie, sit down. Leslie, get out of my office, Leslie. And she's just walking around. And guess what she was doing? She comes back and said, oh, I got us some lunch. You want me lunch? I just gave you a beating. What do you want me lunch? Yeah, I thought you might want something to eat. Plus, I want you to be nice. I said, oh, okay. And then one day she said, I think I like Pastor Kathy better than Kathy. and you got to sit there and go, well, wait a minute. They're supposed to be the same person. This is how I know she was faithful, right? Because even though it sounds comical, she was respecting the woman of God that I was in spite of the woman that I was acting like in front of her. My goodness, don't tell me God ain't going to do it for her. He's going to do it for her. Because she looked past Kathy and the woman of God that was in Kathy that she hears on Thursday. She kept coming with them little lunches. I said, what you, huh? What it is you got? And then I try to fail. She said, no. You know, so I seen her faithfulness. She got my grandbaby in summer school for $25 a week. So I was not being nice to her because I said, Leslie, if you don't stop talking, Leslie, stop telling these people that you are not the supervisor. Stop. Sit down. And she was steadily going. And guess what? Now God is going to allow her to be the supervisor, the door that he's opening for her.
Amen.
Yeah, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful that she looked past who I had become while I was there, and she still listened to the God in me. And I thank you, Leslie, and I love you. And I tell you, I lift you up every day. Because like I told Pastor Stephen, I said, you see that woman in there? When we leave, she's still in the office working. So God is going to bless you for your faithfulness. And thank you for joining the line tonight because it really was for you. Why? Because God needed you to hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
And he has something great in store for you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, dear heart.
Amen. Praise be to God. So we'd like to thank our other caller, 704-352, for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Not everybody likes to stay and give a comment. Amen. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
704-352 is here with me now, and I'm going to allow 704-352 to have a few words. And not only that, I'm going to have him close us out in prayer if he does not mind. So we're going to let Pastor Stephen close us out. And the reason why I say that, Evangelist Hilda, is because a minute ago I did the call to salvation. So I'm going to allow Pastor Stephen to have a few words and then close us out in prayer. But I will, if you don't mind, stay on the line, Leslie, because I want to have Pastor Stephen
whatever God puts in his spirit for him to decree blessings over you as well.
Oh,
okay?
I will.
Okay,
I'm hearing his voice. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. It's so good to be back on the airwaves again. Tonight it was a good message, and I'm glad to hear the woman of God back in rhythm again. I'm glad the spirit and my spirit is high in the Lord, and we're just happy tonight. We're just joyous of the things and what's going on in the kingdom these days. But Miss Leslie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So Evangelist Hilda, I'm gonna pray for her and then I'm gonna close us out, if
Amen.
You don't mind.
I don't
Amen.
Mind. Amen.
God, as I pray, as I lift up Miss Leslie to you right now, God, I'm asking that you open the doorways, open the windows of heaven, and whatever her desire is, whatever you may have for her, God, we're saying that it is done. It's already been done, but we're saying let her see the fruits of what she's been praying for right now, God. Let her hear what she's been needing and wanting. In her job hunt. God, I'm saying that I'm touching and agreeing with everybody on the line tonight that it is done for Miss Leslie. It is going to happen.
Yes, oh God.
So I'm praying that I just look for it to happen any day, any minute, any second, that you're going to get a glimpse that it's already done.
Yes, oh God.
And God, just put it
Thank
in
you.
Our spirit, in our heart and mind, that you are still in, you are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of her faith. And that, God, just, we lift up to you tonight, God. And we say that she's all yours right now, God. And as you do all of these things, God, we want to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you,
Pastor Stephen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime. I'm going to close this out, Evangelist Hilda.
Yes, ma'am.
God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for Pastor Kathy. We just thank you for letting her minister to everybody on the line tonight with your word, God. God, we're hoping that it touched somebody's spirit, it touched somebody's mind, it cleared some things up, it set them free tonight, God. So, God, we're just saying, as we close and leave the airways, but never out of the presence of your spirit, God.
Yes, oh God.
We're saying thank you, God.
Thank you.
And we give you all the praise.
Thank
and
you,
the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen and amen, amen and amen.
Amen.
And y'all,
praise
amen. Amen. Turn it back over to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Okay. God bless you. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when we'll come with our sweet hour of prayer from 6 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will bring a message from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you.
God bless you, guys.
Wonderful
Love you.
Evening, everyone. Love you guys, and shalom. And on that note, we're going to leave out on Rise by Rob and Auray. God bless you. Good night, everybody.
Kingdom of God. come to hear the master say, well done, my faithful servant. Oh yeah, of the time you
Jesus is calling you. Oh, 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 oh